Okay, in the next chart we have the 13th advanced decline construction details, and I'm showing with this blue T what is known as the conservative construction, and that can only exist if you have a double bottom, which is B and C. And if you put the center post of the time symmetrical T there, you'll get a projected top, which is depends on the date, but it's what it is that rally. It was the rally that we had after the initial decline. If you move the center post of the T and split the B and C bottom, you'll get the August 26th top, which is considered to be the alternate top that comes later. And if you move the center post of the T to the C bottom, which some people think is the right place to put it because it's the lowest point, so you go from A to C, that's from high to low, you will always get a bottom on the expected top date. And then people start whining about, well, T doesn't work. Well, it's part of the theory. It's very complicated. If you go back to the previous discussion, most of these things are discussed in detail, but I still got questions on it. So what I'll do is, in the future postings, I'll try to clarify those issues. But that's basically what the summary is. Now, you'll also see that at the right end of the blue T, I have a cash buildup line for next ADT number 14. That's based on the assumption that the advanced decline line made its all-time high at a certain date, which is basically the end of April. And the subsequent rallies that we get will make lower tops as you continue down. And then we start getting into this fact that between A to B is 17 months. If you look at that decline, that's the typical one. That's the average. I think that's the average bear market, for not the median bear market, but from 1929. And you can see that what's happened is that the advanced decline line has made a shallow declining tops pattern. Then at the end, it just dove in. That's the characteristic that you tend to get sucked into the center post of a T, and it sort of curls in, and the major destruction occurs at the end. The reversal at C is interesting because you have this breakdown in the advanced decline line breaks down, but when you look at the government bond sector, you saw that there was that huge dumping in the confidence index, which makes it clear that there's something radically going on. Like, for example, big money doesn't believe that there's a problem anymore, because it's clear to them that the Federal Reserve is going to throw in some trillions of dollars, whatever it takes, to get the thing reversed, get everything all reversed. So it makes an interesting way to come around the bottom with a confidence indicator. The clarification of what happens from now on relative to the August 26th date, you can see this in the if you look at A, point A with the peak in 07, that is the all-time high, and you see that the market finally got very oversold by the time you got into August. That's where the Bear Stearns problem began to materialize, and then it made a two-thirds recovery coming back up again. That's the alternate top. The difficulty with trying to hold on for that one is that the first top is likely to be the top for something, and it's very selective. It can be very selective when you come back up on the second top, and there's also no other way to predict the second top precisely if it turns out that people don't want to buy the story, which is always the big problem. The 13th advanced decline T is a bear market rally, and bear market rallies are a little bit harder to get justify them holding their time symmetries all the way. So that's why the early construction is probably more favorable. The other thing is, if you get out of that one, you can find an opportunity to trade back up against the other side if you're so inclined. So, but I do think that you want to remember that the fact that the advanced decline line has been very strong coming up here is no different than what happened going into the 07 top. It was just kept climbing, and it just sort of ended. And it was the early ending. The market did come back and make a double top later on. And I thought that was interesting about how the steepness of the thing carries on, because that was basically what I was talking about in the introduction, is that if you hang on long enough, you end up walking into one of these flush outs at the end, and then when it's all over, you've got these lingering problems. Right now you have problems, you have, still have problems from the consequences of the war on terrorism back in 8 or 9 years ago. You're going to have the same problems with the banking system, except it started to move up into the government's area. And you know, at some other point, you're going to find another set of surprises in the new bear market. And once you start stacking these up on top, then the whole concept of equities and real estate just fall by the wayside. You're left holding nothing for the future. So that's the story on the conservative construction for now, and we'll readdress this at a later time.